Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
Last week we spoke about an Australian mining company called New Coal. They're a publicly listed company with mum and dad investors, and they poured their life savings into the company. And New Coal had one major asset, a coal exploration license in the Hunter Valley. It cost New Coal $94 million. But the New South Wales government took the license away from New Coal because of an ICAC investigation, and it was taken away from the company without any compensation. This was despite ICAC admitting that New Coal and its shareholders were innocent parties and never accused of wrongdoing. But the company was still destroyed, and everyone involved suffered a loss of up to $400 million. New Coal's share price went from more than 60 cents to 1 cent. It's remained about that area ever since. Now, one of the investors is Peter Harvey. He lost $110,000. He invested in New Coal with the intention of financially setting up his disabled daughter for the future. He says the New South Wales government's refusal to compensate is outright discriminatory, unfair, grossly unjust, and politically flawed. Peter Harvey joins me on the line right now. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. So tell me a bit about your daughter, Eliza, because this was all to set her up, right?
Yeah, Eliza's now 24 years of age, and she lives with extreme disability, high-functioning, complex needs. And the purpose of what my wife and I wanted to do was just protect her when we're gone.
So you poured $110,000 into New Coal. You did it in good faith. Someone somewhere did something wrong, right? And we know that. And there's been action taken against them. But ICAC says that the shareholders of New Coal are innocent parties, never accused of wrongdoing. So why have you lost all your money?
Well, this is a wound that never heals. I mean, consecutive governments have failed to resolve this. I'm not sure of too many jurisdictions where you're innocent, but you're still punished. This is just it's downright discriminatory. You know, if I steal property, Ben, you know, I go to court and I have my day in court. You know, New South Wales government don't even allow us the opportunity to do that. They've made the mistake and we're being punished for it.
What do you want to say to the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns?
Well, I think Mr. Minns really needs to step up for the voters of New South Wales, not just the voters, not just the investors of New Coal. This is an alarming precedent. You know, it really is. I would love Mr. Minns to understand how many of his current Labor MPs and cabinet ministers supported compensation while they were in opposition. Now they're in government, they want to ignore us.
What about the Minister for the Hunter, Yasmin Catley?
Well, Yasmin's gone to ground like they all have. Minister Minns is control. He's the puppet master and no one's allowed to talk.
I mean, we want to put on the record here because some people hear New Coal and they go, oh, hang on a moment, that was that dodgy operation. So ICAC launched an investigation into the issuing of New Coal's exploration licence. It found that five people, including the former Labor Minister Ian McDonald, had acted corruptly, but the issuing of the licence had nothing to do with New Coal and it had nothing to do with the shareholders who were never accused of wrongdoing. So it was destroyed anyway. I feel so sorry for people like you, and we're going to be talking to another victim who lost even more than you, more than $500,000, but $110,000 goes a long way when you're looking after a disabled daughter.
Well, Eliza's currently living in a home that's not fit for purpose, and I've got to blame the New South Wales government, consecutive governments on that. We would have been able to put Eliza in a purpose-built property by now, but you know, we've been fighting this battle for 10 years.
And this goes back to Barry O'Farrell when he was the Premier. Is he the man who's to blame here?
Well, I think all the government of the day were to blame when they rushed through legislation that no one had even read. And I think this is another flaw of the government process, that they run through laws so fast that no one even reads them. You know, the precedent that's been set is just quite extraordinary.
Well, look, I'll raise this with the Premier, Chris Minns, when we next talk to him. And I know it's not his problem, but he does have an opportunity to fix it after many other people just turn the other way. We appreciate you jumping on the line this morning, Peter.
Great to speak, man.
Peter Harvey, one of New Coal's investors who lost $110,000. He's an innocent victim. Don't we protect innocent victims in the state of New South Wales? I thought we did. So we'll raise that with Chris Minns. It goes back a long way. But that doesn't mean that it can't be fixed and we can't right this wrong, which has dudded innocent people out of their life savings.
Sydney's Best Breakfast. 2GB.